call your attention according to the Gospel of St. John. I'll read verses 9 through 11 out of chapter 10 again for your consideration. St. John 10, beginning at verse 9. The Bible reads, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Supporting scripture this morning, just to make sure you don't forget, St. Matthew 1 and 21. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." For he shall save his people from their sins. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject this morning. Always remember why Jesus came. Amen. Always remember why Jesus came. It's amazing how the Lord continues to bless us despite ourselves. And it is a good thing to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. God has sustained us. And there is no doubt that we do owe God the praises. Everybody does not praise him the same, but his name, just the name Jesus, he is worthy this morning. When we think about Jesus, it ought to have a significant meaning to us. It ought to be special to us. He ought to be somebody that we have a regular conversation with, a fellowship that's ongoing. It's not when I feel like it, but I love Jesus every day. God has blessed us, and we must understand this morning that the blessings that come from God, they're because of his mercy and his compassion and his love for us, how he goes even overboard sometimes to love us despite ourselves, because we realize that there are many times in our lives when we just don't sort of meet the bill. We try to do, and we are inclined to pray that God's will be done in our lives. But a lot of times we will find ourselves doing what we want to do, instead of doing what the Lord God would have us to do. We have been blessed. We have been blessed to be here in this place on this given time on the first Sunday of January 2008. Another year, another day of new beginnings, taking one day at a time. And I don't know about you, but I've learned to try to live life to the fullest. People are dying every day. Everyone under the sound of my voice has an appointed day that you're going to die. None of us know whether today is that day. We started out and things may be going pretty good right now. We may feel good down on the inside and we left home and everything was peaceful. But isn't it amazing how out of nowhere all hell can just break loose? When I left home, everything was all right, but sometime when you get back, everything is in a shambles. That happens in our life, and we got to understand that if we would just learn to take it one day at a time, stop rushing ourselves, stop beginning to believe in and putting the horse before the cart. So many times we find ourselves thinking that we got all of the answers, but the answer is in Christ Jesus. Last Sunday, we encouraged you to forget those things that are behind and press on. But as we put away and store all of our Christmas decorations and take down the Christmas trees and we clean out the refrigerator of all the holiday food. I'm sure we've been through that process. A lot of us wait until the new year, and some of us get a little lazy and the new year passes and we're still waiting to get that mind to take all of the stuff down. But I want you to know that even after you stored all of the things that made your house so festive, that made your friends feel good and feel warm, and out of all the wonderful food that we shared one with another and the many meals that we ate, and all that's behind us now, but we're yet pressing on toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But as you began to put away everything for Christmas, it's too early to forget about Jesus. You see, if we really understand that Jesus was the reason of the season, he is still worthy of the praises this morning. Even though we may have put things away, I didn't put Jesus away. I thank God for every ornament that I got, but he wasn't hanging on my tree. He's in my heart. Anybody get up this morning with their light shining? Anybody know that when they laid down last night that bright star was still shining in the east? Too many times we get so caught up into commercialism that we forget about the real deal. And the real deal is that it's all about Jesus. Not even about us, it's about Jesus. And as we get here in January, let us not forget that Christmas was all about Jesus. While it's still fresh on our minds. Matthew said that now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to put her away a public example, was minded to put her away privately. He respected her, he loved her, and he didn't want her to be humiliated. But while he thought on these things, the Bible said that an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, said unto him, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So let us not forget, but always remember that one of the main reasons Jesus came was to save us from our sins. Anybody feel like it was needed? Anybody glad that Jesus came? See, I don't know about you, but I got to remember why Jesus came. I can't just let it go that I got my little gifts, I got my little food, and everything was all right. But I want to thank God for the other blessings. Know how it is when we thank God for the small things? And the things that sometimes we consider to be small, they're very large. Because if you woke up this morning and the blood was still running warm in your vein, to some it might be a small thing. But if you stop by the rest home, by the hospital where people are not able to move like you're able to move, they'd be glad to be able to be in the house. Those of you that took time out to eat breakfast this morning, and you got a little something down on the inside, you might have thought that to be a little thing. But there's somebody that went to bed hungry last night, got up this morning, still didn't have anything to eat. And we can murmur and complain about the things that we have. When you get ready to clean out the refrigerator, you ought to thank God that you got what you got. Be careful about how much you throw away. Because somebody can eat what you don't want. God done blessed us so much that we don't have a little bit of sense. We done got blessed now. We got past leftovers. But I thank God for some leftovers. I thank God for that was cooked yesterday. Because it'll get rid of hungry today. I don't have money to go to the restaurant. If I can't stop by Food Lion today, I can still go by my refrigerator. And I think I got some spaghetti, might be a couple of days old, but if I get hungry enough, I'll get a taste for some spaghetti. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, Jesus. You hear the news. You see that everything is going up. The gas is going up. The food is going up. So you're going to have to cut back somewhere. So when you cut back, don't misuse what you got. Hallelujah, Jesus. You better learn how to hold on to something. You better learn this morning that there's a reason why Jesus came. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, I'm reminded that I'm still blessed by the best. Because I understand this morning that one of the reasons Jesus came to bless us and to save us from our sins. Well, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I wonder this morning if there's anybody in the house that think that you got it all made up. Did anybody know this morning that you can't get there without Jesus? I like to think about how much the Lord loves me. David said on one occasion, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. They were talking about God the Father. But I like when Jesus said that I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd, and my sheep know my voice, and they'll follow me. Anybody come to the house, don't follow Cain, don't follow Davis, don't follow Bishop, but you better follow Jesus. I'm glad. Oh, I'm glad to know God for myself. For the Bible said that at a very early age, at the age of 12 years old, my Lord knew what his mission was. But there was an occasion when his parents were looking for him and they couldn't find him. They looked behind them and they could not find him. But when they found him, they tell me that he was in the temple, sitting down, asking questions, answering questions, sounding like somebody that knew something. And somebody said, when Mary got there, I'm sure she wanted to break his neck. Because all night I've been worried about my child. But I found out that everything was all right. Anybody in the house, have you ever had a time when you were looking for your child and you were worried down on the inside? You began to cry and to pray. And you said, I'm going to tear him up. I'm going to beat her when I see her. I'm going to jack a knot in her. I'm going to knock her head off. But when you see her and everything's all right and she's healthy, some of that anger go down and you get a grateful spirit. Say, Lord, I just want to thank you that everything is all right. I want to tell you this morning, you better remember why Jesus came. Jesus came to help you through the hard time. Jesus came to help you when nobody else will. For the Bible said that when Mary asked Jesus, Lord, where have you been, child? Why have you had us all worried? But the Lord God spoke up like a man. Say, why you been looking for me? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? I got work to do. I didn't come here to stay. I'm just here for a little while, and I got to go on to higher heights. One day, I'm going to get my wings, and I'm going to fly away. I'm going to fly away and be at rest. I want to know this morning, do you want to fly with me? I got my mind made up, because I'm going to follow the good shepherd. The good shepherd tells me that I am the door, and if any man enter in, he shall be saved. The good shepherd said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Don't go through this year crying the blues. Don't you know that the Lord our God, he got everything. He will supply all of your needs. Anybody in the house, Do you believe in God? Do you remember what God has done for you? Always remember that not only will he give you eternal life, but he said you'd have life more abundantly. So I'm not going to accept the least. I'm not going to hear no for an answer. I'm not going to let a closed door stop me from making my journey. I'm going to say, get back, get behind me, get down under my feet. I got my mind made up this morning in 2008. We're going on. We're going higher. Anybody want to go higher? Say yeah. Say yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad that I got Jesus. You better remember when I think about that cross there and my Savior, they hung him high. They stretched him wide, but he never said a mumbling word. But as I eat the bread this morning, I got to remember why Jesus came. He came to die for my sins and for your sins. Do you remember what the Lord has done for you? Always remember that it's not about you, not about me. It's all about Jesus. Jesus says, I've already overcome the world. So you're going to go through trials and tribulation. You're going to have some nights that you got to cry. But don't worry about crying. Somebody said, crying days, going to be over after a while. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when I get through crying and God gets through wiping the tears from my eyes, I'm going to have joy. I'm going to have joy. Because weeping may endure for a night. But they tell me that joy cometh in the morning. Anybody got joy? Anybody got Jesus? Anybody got the love of the Lord? Oh, we finna praise him now. Somebody come to get their praise on. Somebody come to tell him thank you. Somebody want to be with God. Who want the Lord to go with them all the way from January 2008. If I die tonight, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. How do I know? How do I know? Well, I know because I serve somebody. I serve somebody, Kent. Woo! I want to help somebody. You know how it is? I don't know whether you ever been out there, but if you ever been out there, got a little intoxicated, and your head get a little wheezy, and you walk a little bit funny, but isn't it amazing how when you're intoxicated, you don't care what nobody think about you? Well, I want to let you know that I'm intoxicated right now. I'm full of the fire. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I got power. I got power. Woo! Somebody think it's a plaything. Somebody like to go through the motions. But this year, I hope you get your act together. Because it takes you, and it takes me, and it takes them, and it takes them, and it takes them to make up this body of Christ. And if my right hand hurt, then I hurt on my left side. Because my brother or my sister, we're in it together. Foul Chapel, we are somebody. We are blessed and we're moving on, forgetting what's behind. Because we remember why Jesus came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody glad he came? Yeah. Woo. I'm trying to hush, trying to be still, but something got a hold of me. And I'm glad that the Lord our God hadn't left us all by ourselves. I'm glad that on this first Sunday, God is still true to his word. The Lord says that I'm finished, that I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Isn't that a great promise? If you don't have nobody else, count on it. You can have Jesus. He won't let you down. He don't get too tired. He does not get weary. And as many as call on him, for others are calling on him, he's still answering our prayers. So be grateful. Be grateful this morning for the things that God has done in your life. We ain't going to keep on reflecting back on last year. Didn't we say last week we're going to let that go? So we're going to move on. We're going to talk about some new things. We're going to get time enough to get some new problems. You ought not be bowed down by them same old problems. You either got rid of it or learned how to live with it. So we need some new stuff. New stuff. I wish I could tell y'all how good I feel. Lord, just won't let me put it in the words. Woo! But I know that you know that I know that I got joy. Woo! Oh, Lordy! Yes, sir. He's ready. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is able this morning. Don't ever forget why Jesus came. He came to save us from our sins. He came that we might have life, and that life more abundantly. It is not God's will that you suffer or that you be without, but it is God's will that you be blessed, you be saved, that you know him